The 12th annual Arkansas poll is out. The annual survey of Arkansas adults about politics, the quality of life, and other topics is conducted every year by the Survey Research Center at the University of Arkansas. This year's poll included 771 telephone surveys conducted by trained interviewers. Janine Perry is the director of the Arkansas poll. She's also a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. Yesterday afternoon, she came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss this year's edition of the Arkansas poll.
Ideally, kind of the gold standard of polling and public opinion collection is that everybody has an equal odds, right, of being called. So that's what we're doing. We have refined over the years, you know, it's really the Survey Research Center and Dr. Molly Longstreth who do that, but we've really kind of tried to refine over the years when we call and when we don't call. Because, of course, if you just call in the middle of the afternoon, the age of your average respondent, mm-hmm. as well as the job status of your average respondent, tends to, be of a certain variety. So we tend to get usually older, retired white males. That's who seems to be home in the afternoon and willing to talk to us. So we try to call in the evening, undoubtedly around the dinner hour at times. We try not to call too late in the evening. We try not to start too early in the morning. We also figured out after our very first year that we shouldn't call on Saturday afternoons while the Hogs are playing. It turns out that's not an ideal time to hear from the University of Arkansas.
You could always, how many people are annoyed by people who call during Razorback games?
Exactly.
100%.
And we had to stop doing that or we would have had to add that question to our protocol for sure.
Questions, some that the Survey Center comes up with, but you ask for questions.
We do a call for questions. So we have a common battery of demographics, educational attainment and income, race and ethnicity. Do you consider yourself evangelical? How often do you go to church? You know, what church are you affiliated with or what, brand of religion, I guess, what denomination? All kinds of things. Really a much more detailed battery than you see on most polls. And that's partly so we can do it for analysis, for scholarship. It's partly also so we can assess the representativeness of our sample. There are lots of reasons we do it. So those are pretty standard. But, the rest of it is devoted to all kinds of policy questions. And we do try to do repeated batteries so we can track things over time. But we also try to add fresh things or do a new twist on something because maybe in the environment, the way we talk about it, the way the question is framed has changed. Or a totally new, of course, issue has come onto the scene. And then, of course, there's another standard battery toward the beginning, which is where we do approval ratings for public officials, the sort of highest profile folks, president, governor, U.S. senators, generally speaking. We may be, most years, we do some kind of head-to-head contest if there's a top-of-the-ticket kind of race. We'll do one or more of those. And then, of course, we also standard batteries on partisanship, generally how do you see yourself, Democrat, Republican, independent, or what, and ideology. So, there are a lot of things that just are the same. There are some things that we put on for our own research interests in the Department of Political Science. And then we do this just all call in the summer, really to collaborating researchers at the University of Arkansas. So we've collaborated with nursing professors, accounting professors, psychology professors, criminal justice professors, education professors, just a host of all kinds of different folks who might have a policy relevant question that we can help them out with. So we love those collaborations. They've proved really fruitful.
One of the collaborations this year was about health.
Yes, and really we hope that's just a teaser to a longer project. We work with Dr. John Gaber, who just joined our department, and he's been doing some work with some of the public actors in the state on obesity. And what are people's perceptions of obesity? And then we can of course look at what kind of communities they live in and that kind of thing. So one of the things he asked about indeed was, is it a significant problem in your community? And we had two questions, both for adult and child obesity, and overwhelmingly people did either strongly agree or agree that it was a compelling problem in their community. So we think that's a really nice teaser for maybe a more elaborate battery next year to do something in which Arkansas has been a leader, I suppose, in both the good and the bad respect, right? We have a greater than average problem with obesity here, but also, certainly under Governor Mike Huckabee's leadership and some of the state legislators, we've also tried to tackle the problem in ways that have been noteworthy nationally and internationally. So I think Dr. Gaber has a really great idea to maybe build on that tradition, build on that foundation.
Yeah, the number of people who said, yes, obesity was a problem in their community was high,
it's
more than three-fourths.
Yeah, it's 80-plus percent for both child and adult. So we don't get findings like that very often.
You asked about self-identification again this year. Are you a Democrat, Republican? Both major parties in Arkansas seem to have lost people who are willing to admit that they're part of those parties.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, because if there's one thing I've noticed over the years, it's that there's been remarkable stability in people's self-declared identification with one party or the other, or as independents. It's typically been between 22% and 28% Republican identifiers, between maybe 32% and 40% Democratic identifiers, and then between maybe 33%, 34% to 40% independent identifiers. This year, you know, you might sort of think that the Republican identifiers would have taken off, you know, given the cues in the broader climate and what's happening, and that the Democrats would have gone down, and, you know, the independents might have stayed about the same. That's not at all what happened. The Republicans actually declined to 21%, the lowest that we recorded. The Democrats also took a significant hit. I think it was the lowest we recorded for them. Independent affiliation, I guess if you want to call it that way, affiliation, actually skyrocketed to the highest we recorded. I think we did it at about, clocked it at 41% or 42%. So that was really interesting, because there's just been so much stability for 11 years, and then this year, right, finally it looked significantly different. And then, of course, we followed up, right, with the independents, which we do every year. So we kind of, you know, get real close to them on the phone and say, no, really, you can tell me. Do you consider yourself closer to the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or are you just an independent? And again, almost, I mean, with very little change from year to year, even in previous election years, they basically break out into very rough thirds. You know, a third say, well, I'm more Republican, a third say more Democrat, and a third say just independent. This year, that was really the marked thing, an equally marked thing. The independents swung hard to the right. And when you narrow our sample down to just very likely voters, we got fully 50% of those folks to say, well, I am an independent, but I feel closer to the Republican Party. Now, the big question is, well, is that at least right now, right? Or is that the beginning of some long-term pattern that we've all been looking for in my profession, right, for at least 20 years? So we'll see.
Yeah, I would imagine if I was candidate gray or candidate drown for the U.S. Senate, I'd be encouraged, but that doesn't necessarily translate.
I fear it doesn't. Just the way that our electoral rules are set up, and, you know, therefore we get this two-party dominance, it probably doesn't say much for a falling away from the parties in general, right, to some kind of third or fourth or just minor party alternative. I fear probably it just means we're in some kind of transition between the two parties. It could be temporary, it could be permanent. That remains to be seen.
Arkansas adults appear not to be big fans of health care reform that was passed by Congress.
Yeah, that was really interesting this year, too. I mean, on the one hand, it was what we expected. Arkansans aren't that far off the mainstream with most of America and most of the public policy questions we've asked over the years. So, again, we get a strong majority of people who disapproved of the way we phrased it, I think, was the health care law that was enacted last March. You know, given what you've read or heard, you know, do you strongly approve, disapprove, strongly disapprove? And we got an overwhelming majority that fell in that disapprove, strongly disapprove category. What I just sort of stumbled upon, I'm embarrassed to say, but we've been doing this for so long, right? We've completed 10,000 interviews, and we ask, you know, typically 70 questions each time. I had forgotten that we did a fairly large healthcare battery in 2004, and I'm not even sure I can remember why. It may have been one of my colleagues who was interested in that policy at the time, but I happened to be looking at it because I was looking at some of Senator Lincoln's numbers from 2004, the last time she was up for re-election. So I stumbled across these healthcare numbers, and when we asked, now granted, it was a much broader question, and it was in a different time, but in 2004, when we said to people, and there was a prelude to the question, so I think there's a big priming influence here, but we said, you know, basically 22% of Arkansans don't have health insurance, of Arkansas adults, you know, would you favor, you know, extending insurance to them? More than 80% of our sample in 2004 said yes. Well, that's kind of easy in the abstract, especially with the priming. So a couple questions later, we said, well, how about a tax increase? Would you be willing to support a tax increase? And more than 60% of the sample said yes. Well, fast forward 6 years and one really foul economy later, and we're nowhere near that. And a very concrete proposal, you know, which in some ways maybe was what people thought, in some ways not what people thought. You know, there's a lot to like, there's a lot to dislike for almost anyone out there. And we get a very different result. So just as someone who likes to look at long-term patterns or try to make something of that, I thought that was particularly interesting.
Janine Perry is the director of the Arkansas Poll and a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. The 12th annual Arkansas Poll was released yesterday. It was conducted, as it is every year, by the Survey Research Center at the University of Arkansas. You can hear more from our conversation, including what most concerns Arkansans, at ozarksatlarge.com. Also at our webpage, a link to the entire 2010 Arkansas poll.